For generations, the CIA used discretion when recruiting staff. There was word of mouth, a tap on the shoulder, a message given through a friend of a friend. Now, under Director Gina Haspel, the CIA is trying to hire in a very public way. Here's NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie.
At a comic book superhero convention in Washington called AwesomeCon, it doesn't matter which way you turn. You're certain to see middle-aged men in Batman costumes. Not exactly the place you'd expect a CIA discussion on recruiting foreign spies. And yet...
So what we came up with is this game.
CIA staff historian Randy Burkett, wearing khakis and a polo shirt with the CIA logo, leads the talk. He hands out copies of a famous letter Albert Einstein wrote to President Franklin Roosevelt in 1939, warning about German efforts to develop an atomic bomb. Einstein was already in the U.S., but in this game, the twist is to pretend he's still in Nazi Germany and figure out how to recruit him without getting him arrested or killed. A conventioneer, dressed as the Joker, offers this assessment.
Clearly a stable individual. Forward-thinking, he has a reputation. It's going to be difficult to get in and out of Germany.
It's just one quirky example of the agency's new outreach to a broader base of potential recruits. The CIA says it needs a wider range of specialized skills than ever before, from linguists to scientists to cyber experts, and openly advertises on Twitter and Facebook. And it just joined Instagram. In a recent speech at Auburn University, CIA Director Gina Haspel noted the change since she applied in the mid-1980s.
I wrote a letter to the CIA on my manual college typewriter, and I mailed it to CIA with my resume, and I didn't have an address, so I just put CIA Washington, D.C., and here I am.
Haspel's two public speeches as CIA director have both been at universities, with explicit recruiting pitches. The CIA doesn't talk numbers, though broadly speaking, it says applications shot up after the 2001 Al-Qaeda attacks. They dipped in more recent years. But, Haspel says,
we just had our best recruiting year in a decade.
The agency still faces plenty of challenges. President Trump is a persistent critic of the intelligence community. Haspel herself is linked to the post-9/11 controversies involving the waterboarding of suspected terrorists. She ran a CIA prison in Thailand in the early 2000s. That episode was the focus of her Senate confirmation hearing last year and prompted this heckler at her Auburn speech.
Tell these young children, tell them who you tortured. You know their names. They're still in Guantanamo Bay.
Another harsh critic, Edward Snowden, worked for the CIA before becoming a National Security Agency contractor and disclosing some of that agency's most sensitive surveillance programs in 2013. He sees the more public face of the CIA as a change in style, not substance.
They get Twitter accounts, they get Instagram accounts and puppies and everything like that because they want to be friendly. They want to be on your side.
Snowden is in Russia, where he's lived as a fugitive for the past 6 years. Speaking on the podcast Cyber, he says the intelligence community had trouble recruiting after his revelations and believes this explains the new approach.
They went, maybe the real story of 2013 isn't that we got caught breaking the law, we got caught violating everybody's rights. What we really have here is a PR issue.
After Haspel spoke at Auburn, several dozen students turned up to a CIA recruiting session that evening. Sydney Kelsey is just about to graduate.
With every organization that you go into, you have to think about that ethical and the implications of what they do and what their real mission is undercover and what they say to the public.
So is she applying?
Oh, yes, most definitely.
She's traveled in China and speaks Mandarin. Just the kind of candidate the CIA says it's looking for. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Auburn, Alabama.